Well, hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I'm Jackie. This is my audio boo, and I know I have not been on here for a while. But today, hallelujah, the Lord wanted me to share this devotional that I received from In Touch Ministries, Dr. Charles Stanley. And I get these devotionals every day. And today's devotional is, which is July the 16th, 2014. And today's devotional is coming from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5, which reads out of the King James, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished." The topic is praying past our attitude. When it comes to our ability to hear God's voice, few things have more impact than our attitude. If we come to Him in rebellion, self-sufficiency, or pride, what should we expect to receive? The truth is, we're not going to hear much of anything because our mindset is completely slated away from the Lord. We can't expect to see Him if we're looking in the opposite direction. So we need to re-examine the way that we approach God. Specifically, we should be mindful of three critical areas. First, we must come to our Father submissively, bowing before Him in humility and thanking Him for His accessibility. As today's verses indicates, pride is something that God absolutely hates. He would not allow us to enter His presence with arrogance in our hearts. Second, we must trust God, knowing that He will guide us in the right direction and never steer us down a wrong path. Remembering His past faithfulness can grow our trust. Third, we must be thankful in our speech and mindset, showing Him we recognize and appreciate the countless blessings He has bestowed upon us. We should demonstrate, as the saying goes, an attitude of gratitude. When we come to the throne of God in submission, trust, and gratitude, we are going to hear the truth from our caring Father. But if these characteristics are not present in our life, we may miss His message. Prayerfully, consider your attitude with regard to these three areas, asking the Lord to realign your heart and mind with His perfect will. Praise the Lord. And this is true, beloved, that we must approach God with a thankful heart. That means that we cannot just approach Him any way. We must think and ponder upon His blessings, thanking Him that He sent Yahushua, His Son, the Christ, that opened the door for us to be able to even to approach His throne. To acknowledge that we appreciate the fact that He paved the way that we can boldly enter into His throne room with thanksgiving, making our requests known to Him. And that we must have a thankful heart. Glory to God. Also, remembering His blessings in past times. How He has blessed us tremendously with a roof over our head, with food to eat. Hallelujah, with clothes that we can change into and put on. Glory to God that we are able to take a bath or a shower. You know, some people in this world do not have these luxuries that we have, and we often take them for granted. From experience, I know that it is a devastating thing, hallelujah, when you lose your home, when you have no place to go. And I, at one time, I took it for granted, but the Lord had to open my eyes and allow me to see that is through him that he provides all that I need. And I am ever thankful that I now have a roof over my head. I have a bed to sleep in. He provides food for me. He provides clothing for me. I can take a bath or a shower. Hallelujah. And I have compassion on those that, hallelujah, that don't have those things. We should be ever thankful for the little blessings that we have. Glory to God. We oftentimes bypass the little blessings and thanking him for the big blessings. Whereas our blessings is in the little blessings that, hallelujah, he provides our need, what we need, our necessity in order to survive in life. Glory to God. Also, we must approach him in a mindset of humility, knowing that we are unworthy, but because of what Yeshua HaMashiach did on Calvary, because he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, we can receive this gift that Father Yahuwah has provided for us, and to be thankful that we have been found worthy that he had called us. Because it's only by the Holy Spirit that we are drawn to the Father to receive this gift. And we should always be thankful that God handpicked us, chose us from the foundation of the world to receive, hallelujah, the blessing of salvation, that we have that opportunity to receive him in our lives as Lord and Savior. Oftentimes, we neglect this. Glory to God. Humility is the key to success in the Lord. When we are proud, haughty, uplifted up because of a title that we have, that man has given us, God is the one that appoints you. It is not man. And even though you may have a title, humble yourselves before the Lord. Because your title means nothing if you are not walking in love and submission to the Word of God, following his precepts. Hallelujah. Seeking his face to teach you how to observe his precepts and his commands. Glory to God. But when we walk in a haughty attitude, proud people tend to hurt other people. I'm going to say that again. Proud people tend to hurt other people because they feel that their stuff don't stink. Hallelujah. Our flesh is as filthy rags before the Lord. We cannot bring anything in our flesh nature to the Lord that he will approve of. It is a humble and contrite heart that God approves of. Ponder on Proverbs 16, verse 5 today. Seek the Lord, and if you have been walking with a proud attitude, a haughty attitude or spirit, thinking that you're all that because you have this title, humble yourselves and repent. Ask the Lord to reveal in your hearts areas that need to be cleaned up by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, and he will be faithful and just to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. When you come and ask for forgiveness, well, beloved, God bless you, and may his face continue to shine upon you as you continue to seek his face and do his will. God bless you, and Shalom.